Hello, and welcome to May's Rambling Audio. I can't believe it's already May, what the heck? It's about to be June. I feel like this month flew by. In fact, I feel like everything is flying by. And I guess part of it is because I am having fun. When you have fun, time flies or whatever, but I think a lot of it's also just, like, so much is happening, and it's just making everything, like, time is going so fast. I don't know if you can relate to that, but anyways, I have a bunch of bullet points here to kind of just ramble and talk about different things happening content-wise and just, like, in general in my life, so I figure we will talk about them together. I'm not going to do a lot of editing to this. I am using the 3DO, but yeah, I figure you guys can enjoy whatever mouth sounds and my breathing. And hopefully it's okay, because I want this to be raw. I feel like the whole point of the rambling audio is, like, for it to be, like, raw and real and just me talking and, yeah, you listening. So, also I want to say thank you for supporting me on Patreon. Honestly, it's kind of crazy how many patrons I have right now. I never in a million years dreamed I would have this many people caring about what I do, let alone helping, like, me be able to do this full time. So I just want to say thank you, because you guys do a lot for me, and it's never expected, but it's very much appreciated. So I guess I'll start going through the topics that I have written down, and I'll just ramble a bit about each one. Okay. So the first thing I have is my chibi model reveal coming up. So I did tweet about it. I'm gonna link the tweet below in the little description. But it is June 5th, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Yumnot did the art, and then Emoshimo did the rigging for it. She is my main VTuber model artist. I'm super excited to show the model off to everyone. It looks so good. It's so bouncy and cute, and there's little toggles for it, and oh, it's just so perfect. It's everything and more that I could have ever wanted in a chibi, so I'm really excited that I got it. And yeah, I think in the future, I might add maybe, like, a long hair toggle to it, in the future, maybe as, like, a sub goal or something, but that'll be a while before that happens, because I have a lot of other things, being worked on in the meantime. Another thing we're gonna be focusing on during the chibi model reveal is a bunch of different donor goals that I have. There's some fun ones, and yeah, let me pull them up so you can hear what it's all about. I should have already had it pulled up. It do be like that. You can get the computer ASMR. ASMR. Okay. So yeah, like I said, June 5th, 4 p.m., and I'll link the tweet below and you can see all the stuff, but the donor goals that we have are $20, chat picks my tweet, very basic, just safe for work, whatever tweet you guys want me. I think last time they did that I was switching over to Facebook Live. It got so many likes and people thought that it was serious, but it was obviously not. For $50, we're gonna watch old clips with chat, which is something I'm really excited about, which is kind of why I made it one of the lower, more realistic goals. So we can definitely do it, because I'm so excited to go through old clips with you guys. $100, the throwing redeem will be only 100 points for the rest of the stream. $200, and I'm gonna do a Strawby sticker giveaway with some of the exclusive stickers that I have of me and Snickers. And we're gonna do 3 giveaways for that. And then $300 is spicy ramen with my chibi model, 400 is karaoke with the chibi model. And those will happen on other days. The ramen might happen during the stream, but the karaoke will be a future stream with my chibi. 500, chat will choose an ASMR video. So you can choose whichever ASMR video idea you want. Maybe I'll even have chat help me kind of script parts of it. 750 is a surprise. And yes, I do know what it is. Someone in my mod chat was like, do you even know what it is? I was like, yes. I know I'm scuffed, but I'm not that scuffed. And then 1,000, which is the biggest donor goal, is that I will get my winter outfit commissioned. And that is going to happen either way, but these donor goals will just help me get there. So even if we don't hit 1,000 during this stream, I will keep the donor goal up until we do eventually hit it, just to help me fund it, because models are expensive. And to be clear, the winter outfit is not for the chibi model, it is for my main big model. And I have an inspo board that I think I'm going to share with you guys as a sneak peek, kind of like behind the scenes, in the next couple of days whenever I get it finalized with my ideas. Because I want to show you guys more like behind the scenes stuff. I feel like you guys would like that. I also started uploading for all patrons, $5 plus, my raw audios, like before they're edited, because a lot of people voted yes on that poll that I made about it. And so I was like, okay, it's not that much extra work for me, and if it makes you guys happy, that makes me happy. But yeah, so for the model reveal stream, the top gifter of the entire stream will receive VIP and handwritten letter from me with exclusive Strawby stickers. We're also gonna have the Wheel of Strawby out, which, oh my god, sounds so dorky, but it's just a little wheel that we spin. So if you get 5 subs, you get to spin the wheel. And then every donator will receive an exclusive Chibi Cutie Discord role, just as like a little special thank you. And then every donator who donates at least $30 or more will also receive the Strawby stickers in the mail. So if you've been wanting them, they're the same ones that the top biddy gifters and the top just regular gifters for May are getting in the mail. So I understand that obviously wasn't doable for everyone, but I ordered a lot of stickers from Sticker Mule. So yes, every donator who donates at least $30 will receive some exclusive stickers in the mail, as long as you're okay with giving me your address. So moving on, after talking about all the art that I'm commissioning, I'm even also, I gotta pay for my long hair rigging, because the long hair for my main model did finish key. You may finish the art and it looks so good, and Emo has to rig it, so I have to pay her for that. And after I pay her for that, one of my goals for this month is to not commission this much art, because I am commissioning so much and I love it. And don't worry, you know, I can afford it. It's not that I'm putting myself out so terribly that I can't, like, pay bills or something. Like, I'm okay, but I do want to, cut back a bit. And I did cut back a bit this month as well for a while, but then the last couple, like, week or so, I've been ordering more with friends. Also, I'm sorry if you can hear that in the back. It's like an alarm is going off outside. But I'll have music in the background of this, so maybe that'll drown it out a little bit. But yeah, also, moving on, I am not going to be streaming from June 7th to June 14th. I will be out of town. Rev's sister is getting married, so I do have audios lined up for those next few weeks. And I'm going to be recording before I go, so I don't have to bring my microphone with me, but I will bring my laptop, so don't worry, I'll still be uploading it to Patreon and YouTube, but I will not be streaming. Maybe I might do a scuffed just chatting, like, checkup stream on my laptop one day. Maybe, with a little PNG. We can throw it back to the PNG days. But yeah, that's a lot of the stuff I have planned for the next coming weeks. I also revamped my Throne wish list yesterday. I posted about it, or was it the day before? My days all run together. But it was so nice. I woke up this morning and someone bought 6 different things or something like that off of it while I was asleep. I don't know if it was one of you because they were anonymous, but thank you to whoever did that because I was not expecting that at all, so that was kind of crazy. But yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, my friend Rafi bought me a dream catcher. I did put it up yesterday. I'll also link the image to that in the replies as well if you want to see it, but it's so pretty. And I actually didn't have nightmares last night, so I'm like, did it actually work? But yeah, that's as much as I can think for just content stuff that I wanted to talk about with you guys. As far as my personal life goes, I've been trying to take more time for myself, trying to focus more on IRL stuff because I was getting kind of behind, especially with chores and stuff. I focused so much on cleaning yesterday. I got so much stuff done. I was so proud of myself. Did 6 loads of laundry. But finally, oh my gosh, that alarm is crazy. I really hope it doesn't mess it up for you guys. This is the real life. I have alarms all the time. Oh my gosh, that's been annoying too, is it's getting hot outside, kids are at the pool, which good for them. But people scream, and even during my ASMR streams at night, I'm like, can you please stop screaming? And late at night too, 11 p.m. I'm like, and school nights and weekdays, I'm like, do you not have work? Why are you so loud on a Monday night? But yeah, this is my life all the time. I try to record something and then, for this, I don't really mind as much if different stuff happens because it's rambling audio. It's not a YouTube video or ASMR strictly, but it's so annoying. It boils my blood. Honestly, I'm glad that I recorded my ASMR video for today before recording this, so I didn't end up with that in the background. That would not be very comfy, especially because the setting for my ASMR video today is in the woods, so you're probably not going to hear an alarm in the woods. At least whenever there's high winds, the wind can be sometimes justified as ambiance, but sometimes it always doesn't add up. Yeah, tapping on the ears. Today I'm going to town. Woke up early today again, which was nice, and me and Rev are gonna go shopping, get dinner. We haven't been out of town in a little bit, so I am excited. I have a little list of stuff I need to get from Ulta because I'm out of some makeup. I busted one of my makeup palettes on the floor. Rip. It was very sad. So I have to get another one of those, which it's, at least it was a small one, and honestly, it was getting kind of empty anyways, so. And I need to get some more fake tan, and some different skincare stuff that I'm out of, so I'm gonna do that, and some makeup remover so I can stop rubbing my skin raw trying to get my eyeliner off. I'm also gonna see my mom and my nana this week, so wish me luck for that. Yeah, that's really all I can think about. How long is this? 14 minutes. I think that's a pretty solid amount of time. Oh, I am recording in my closet. If you don't know, I record in my closet, and there's I don't know if you can hear that. I know you can hear that. This microphone, obviously, you can hear it. These are all Rev's fancy clothes, but honestly, they make for good insulation, right? And then literally there's boxes all around me. There's boxes everywhere and bags of things. I have my own little I sit on this like a storage container. I sit on the storage container and I put my laptop on this, like PC box for my PC. And yeah, and I sit on top of the like storage box. I sit on the little fluffy cat paw chair someone got me off my throne, Lushless, so that makes it a little more cozy. I kind of want to like revamp my closet to make it my like, I mean it is my recording space, but I think it would be cool to like, I don't know, make it look nicer in here and like more comfy and not like so cluttered. Maybe one of these days I'll do that and get like a proper table or something. But then I don't know where to put all these boxes. I guess I'm just meant to be scoffed. But anyways, I think the alarm finally stopped. That was annoying. Sorry. My life is annoying. It'd be like that. Yeah, I think that's all I have to ramble about. You would be surprised. Usually I could just talk forever. Also, I realized I told Rev I was only going to be recording for like 20 minutes, and I didn't realize how long the script I was recording was, but it was definitely like almost 20 minutes, and now I'm almost 20 minutes into this, so I've definitely been in here going on like 40 minutes, so I think I'm going to cut it off here because I know he needs to record too. The struggle of us both having to record all the time, and then loud noises outside. I was looking into like studio stuff, like if I could maybe pay like a place to like have a quiet nice room to record, like in a booth, but I'm just stupid, I guess. I was looking for stuff and I can't find anything, and the things I did find were kind of far away. I don't know. I probably get too picky about it anyways. I don't think it's that bad in here recording wise, but clearly it's good enough for everyone to listen, so okay, well, thank you. Oh my gosh, like hiccups kind of, like holding them in. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to my rambles. Again, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. You are the best, bestest, bestest. And I will have a video out. I will have the YouTube video out today. And I'm gonna have the Patreon exclusive, the second one, out tomorrow is the goal. So don't worry. I know they're always like last minute. The second one is usually like the last day of the month or something. Tomorrow isn't the last day of the month. Tomorrow is the 30th, but I promise it will be out before the very end. Okay.